Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to Russia now, where this week marks 15 years since President Vladimir Putin first came to power. In 2000, Putin won more than 50% of the vote and took the reins from Boris Yeltsin. Russia's main polling agency just reported that Putin's support is now at 85%. And yet that popularity at home is a far cry from his image in the West, where Putin is seen as a power-hungry leader, a threat to global security. The BBC's Moscow correspondent Sarah Rainsford reports on just what makes Putin so appealing to Russian voters.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
15 years and Vladimir Putin is still the undisputed leader of Russia. The former spy who came to power promising to make Russia strong and for it to flourish. At his inauguration, Mr. Putin said he wanted a Russia its citizens could be proud of and a country the world would respect again. And on that first point, it seems he succeeded. In a converted gas tower in Moscow, I met some of the president's biggest fans. Strewn with beanbags, their headquarters looks like an internet startup or a PR firm. But the brand they're promoting here is Vladimir Putin. Oleg wasn't old enough to vote for Putin the first time round, but he does remember the Yeltsin years, not as the dawn of democracy, but as a time of chaos and humiliation. That's why he backs Mr. Putin now.
It's because he's a strong leader. I'd say the strongest in the world. With Yeltsin, I was ashamed he ran my country. But Putin represents strength. That's important. I'm not ashamed anymore.
Over here on one spot in the office, there's a clothes rail. And if I just pull it back, I can see a whole selection of outfits, a long silky dress and a black and white sweatshirt that are printed with the image of Vladimir Putin. It's not every world leader who can dream of being at the heart of fashion designs like this.
Part of Mr. Putin's appeal is his macho man image. The regular photo shoots of him horse riding bare-chested or as a judo black belt. But it's also his policy that resonates with many here. This was just one of the patriotic tunes at a concert last week, marking a year since the annexation of Crimea. Flags flying, the crowd celebrated what they see as the rightful return of the peninsula from Ukraine. In the West, the takeover of Crimea is condemned as illegal and it's led to sanctions.
So what's this one?
This one is about Putin. It says it's hard.
But so far, this businessman is shrugging off the impact. Surrounded by his chocolates in a central Moscow store, Roman Aldakhanov told me that sanctions and the falling ruble have made life harder. A prolonged economic slump could start to erode Mr. Putin's support. But for now, Roman is one businessman who doesn't blame him.
This one is about Obama.
Instead, he's selling chocolates in boxes that mock the West and lollipops of Western heads of state to eat and destroy.
We're supporting our leader and we think that he's doing his job and doing it well.
And even when the sanctions get tougher and the economic situation gets worse in Russia, you still stand by Putin?
Absolutely. Well, of course we earn less, but we don't care since it's the question of our country.
State television plays a major role shaping views like that. Anti-Western rhetoric is rife and criticism of Mr. Putin non-existent. The media analyst Dmitry Nekrasov argues that that's a key part of his enduring appeal.
Real opposition is not allowed to go to main TV channels. And in Russia, the role of TV channels is much more than in Europe or United States. About 90% of Russians receive information mainly from the TV channels. So if some politician is not allowed to this main state-owned or state-controlled TV channels, then he doesn't exist.
And so Vladimir Putin's support rating hit 85% this month. And back at the youth group, Oleg tells me that if the president continues as he has up till now, he, for one, will be very happy to see Mr. Putin in power for at least another 15 years.
15 years. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow.